So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, always having fun and making a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, we're back with another episode. Welcome, welcome. I'm in the car again and recording this episode for you because I feel inspired and I want to talk to you right from my heart. And I thought about this a lot because I love sitting down in my office with my podcast mic and really sitting down and creating an amazing episode for you. But sometimes it does feel a bit artificial and it doesn't feel that real and authentic. And also sometimes you just have these moments of inspiration, these moments of, yeah, maybe stress, where I just want to pick up my phone and record to you right here, right now, and share my insights, share my thoughts. And I know this is going to be valuable for you. I will only post episodes only that are valuable, and sometimes they will come straight from my heart to you. And today I felt inspired to talk about stress, because nowadays, especially in the current climate, I feel like every month, I feel like every year, it seems like we're getting more stressed. It seems like media coverage is pushing a more stressed narrative. People around us are pushing a more stressed narrative. And yeah, maybe your work is more demanding than ever before. For me, as a business owner, I also feel a lot of stress at the moment, and because of certain market conditions and certain things that are happening. And I found myself over the past few weeks experiencing more of stress than I usually have. And people around me, especially my girlfriend, when they see me, when they talk to me, she told me, "Fritz, like, you're so incredible for not showing the stress you are experiencing, not letting it phase you, and still being there for your loved ones, for me, and for your team, and for your clients." And this is not for me to humble brag here or anything. It's just me sharing on what has worked for me to stay calm in times of stress. And this story with my girlfriend was just the initiator of this thought. And she, like, I was really stressed and I was still giving her presence and time and love. And she told me, like, even though you're facing all these challenges, you're still so present with me and I don't feel that you're stressed. And for me, there's a few things that I do and that I think about that help me have it not affect my loved ones. So you might be listening to this, you might have family, you might have a loved one, you might have friends, obviously, and you might want to protect them from your stress. And I'm not saying that you need to hide your stress, you need to, like, mask your stress. I'm not saying that, but most of the time you can take it out somewhere else and not with your loved ones. So I personally, when I encounter someone that is very stressed and that kind of lets it flow onto me in terms of energy, usually I feel like that person is not, like, doesn't really care, right? It's everyone is facing stress. So if you're sharing your stress with me, then you have taken the easy road. You're taking the easy way out. Obviously, we can always share with our friends if we shouldn't, like, hold ourselves back to share with our friends. But if we're really honest with ourselves, if we share and we moan and we complain, is that really serving our friends in that moment? And is it just serving us? And funnily enough, it's probably also not even serving us. If we complain to others, it's just going to make our mood worse. And it's probably just going to cement that mood, cement that thought, instead of letting it go, instead of not giving it too much attention. So again, I'm going ahead here, but the first thing that I think about is that, is the situation that I'm experiencing right now, in terms of stress, have I consciously put myself in that? Have I chosen to be in that situation? So a lot of the time we have, right? And taking ownership, taking responsibility, is one of the key things that I teach our clients, that I teach myself, I teach my team. Because in life, most of the things, if not all things, we can take ownership for and we can take responsibility for. And some situations we can't, I definitely acknowledge that. And that's a different story. So that's why the first question I want to ask you, you should ask yourself, hey, am I responsible for this? So in my case, being very stressed out from work and from things happening in the business, is this my fault? Is this my responsibility? Now, on the first side, I might be like, no, like this is because of this person or it's because of this situation. When I look closely, though, what I see is that, yes, it is. It is my responsibility because I chose to start this business. I chose to want to keep growing. I chose to want to keep helping more people. I don't have to do that. No one asked me to do that. No one told me, Fritz, you have to keep growing and you have to go to the next level. You have to start this business. In fact, a lot of people said, don't do it. A lot of people said, hey, do not start this business. Like, it's going to be stressful. Don't do it, right? So if I now go to these same people and I'm like, yo, like, this is stressful and like, I'm putting it on you, what's the matter, right? So first question, who's responsible? Can you take ownership for it? And I can, so if I experience the stress, it's my choice, it's my conscious choice to build this company, to wanting to help people at this level. And if I experience stressors that maybe other people are not experiencing, then it's because of my choice. So that's the very first thing that I think about. Can I take ownership? And taking ownership is, to be honest, one of the fastest ways to overcome stress. Even though it sounds kind of weird, you know, but taking ownership of your situation will help you as a very first step. And when I talk to clients, when I talk to my coaches, my team, I'm also very honest, right? Which is the second step for me. Like, yes, I try to keep the stress for myself. I don't try to lash out. Like, I don't lash out. But I still want to be honest. And I will talk about the elephant in the room. And I will do it in a way where it's a fact. Like, hey, this is happening right now. And then in the same sentence, I will share how I'm solving it and what I'm doing to improve it. So in a business sense, it might be like, hey, we're facing the problem right now of our Instagram not growing at the moment, which is kind of stressful. It's a problem, right? Now I don't just lash out and I say, hey, this and that. I say, and what I'm doing right now is we're starting to run more shout outs and more ads to the Instagram channel to keep growing it. So the second step here to how to deal with stress is, after you take ownership, you think about solutions to whatever stress you're experiencing, which sounds so simple, right? But sometimes that's the simple answer. And it depends on the stressor that it is, but a lot of the time we haven't thought well enough about solutions, about possible ways to solve it. And sometimes we have to think deep. You think deep and we have to think far. So I'm just going to challenge you right now for a second here, if I am allowed to. Again, obviously everyone has different life situations, but if you constantly feel stressed from work, and if you constantly feel like your position affects your life in such a way that it just makes you constantly stressed and it's affecting your health already, then you need to look at what you're doing and see what is the driver of the stress? Is the driver of the stress that I don't have enough results? Is the driver of the stress that there's expectations set on me that I am not fulfilling? Or do I have expectations that I want to meet, but that I'm not meeting right now, that I'm not making progress towards? Fair enough. So then what can we do about that? Is there certain things you can learn, which is usually when it comes to having stress in your work life, right, or even in your family life, sometimes is this something you can learn in terms of a skill that can help you alleviate that? So example, you're facing a sales problem in your work, not being able to sell enough of the product or things you have to like sell. Can you get better at sales? Can you buy a course? Can you buy a book to learn to improve your sales, right? Or even down in the degree to your family life, relationship. Hey, relationship, I'm facing this issue where we're always running into these arguments, or we always argue about this. Is there relationship books you can read? Right, so I know this sounds very basic, but I'm really mind-boggled sometimes how people believe that only by waiting for it to get better, or just by complaining about it, things will get better. But once you acknowledge it, once you take ownership, then taking proactive action and learning something, improving yourself, is the way forward. And that's how I do it. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. Like I said, I'm still stressed out from time to time. But that's the second step. And the third step, really, this is like one of the most crucial things, is your health, right? So obviously both are interconnected. When you're stressed, your health will be affected, and the other way around, right? But the last step here to deal with stress is to make yourself more resilient to stress. And how you can do that is by simply always sleeping enough, always getting minimum 8 hours of sleep, or let's say 7 to 9, always making sure that your protein needs, and always making sure to get some type of movement in throughout the day. And I know this is very basic again, but this is what creates resilience to stress. So if you look at the most successful people, like Jeff Bezos and all these people, like they take care of their health like nothing else, because they know it makes them more resilient. And just to give you one more bonus step here, how to handle stress. And I will do probably a whole different deep dive episode on all the science on stress, what happens in your body, what happens in your brain. I want to do more of that type of content. One last thing, one bonus tip, is that also you're building resilience by being exposed to stress. So we as humans are very adaptable beings. So every time we feel a certain amount of stress, yes, it's uncomfortable, but we kind of get used to a certain level of stress. Like your body over time builds a tolerance. So that's why if you took someone random from the street, or you right now listening to this, and you would just be plugged in into, like, let's say, an investment banker lifestyle, like one day of work of an investment banker in New York, for example. Me included, like, we'd all probably completely crash and crumble under the stress that we would experience. But the investment banker, while also being massively stressed out, has already been getting used to this level of stress, so it's like a normal day for him or her, right? So just some food for thought there. We are very adaptable, so if you're experiencing some stress because of work, because of relationship, like, yes, take ownership, yes, look for solutions, right, and take care of your health, but also realize that you will get used to it. And sometimes that's what we need. We need strength, and we need to just endure, and we'll get through it. And nowadays, I think personally, social media is getting very soft and making us very soft humans. And while I do recognize we need to love ourselves in the process too, which I can always get better at on my end, I think we also need to endure challenges, because we have not faced any big problems. Like, we had the corona, that happened, but we didn't have any famines or wars and all these things. So argument can be made that we are getting kind of soft, and enduring a challenge, enduring stress is part of the human experience, in my opinion. But yeah, that's just a quick episode here on how I personally keep calm. That's all the things I do, right? I take ownership, I look for solutions, I always take care of my health, and I also endure. Like this moment right now, I'm having more stress than in a long time before, and I know I just gotta keep going and endure, and I will get stronger, come on stronger on the other side. So thanks for listening. I don't do any ads on this podcast, so if you want to support, if you like this podcast and episode, then if you could leave a rating and review on iTunes, takes you 5 seconds, 10 seconds. I would really appreciate it. And thanks so much for listening. Let's keep crushing it. Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.